We are here at the 2019 CUNA Technology and Operations and Member Experience Council Conferences, 2-for-1.
It's a mouthful.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Uh-oh. Everybody in one room.
That's right. I think both councils go hand in hand, so that's a good thing. Yeah, it's a great conference as well. So anyway, we are here with Lender Close's very own Omar Jordan back in the studio lounge. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
Thanks for having us.
You're always welcome.
Fun to see you at these events.
It's a blast.
It's great. You guys do a good job.
Thank you so much, as you guys do as well. You guys are like, I see you guys all over like LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and stuff. You guys are growing like crazy.
We are LinkedIn addicts. We've got to stop it. I think we need to start seeing some therapy at this point. We are growing tremendously, and big thanks to our credit unions. Really, they're great adopters of new technology,
mm-hmm.
and so it's good to have people that back you up.
Indeed. And so let's talk about the topic at hand here. Last time we spoke, you talked about electronic notarization legislation, and several states have had measures on ballots. So what's the latest with that stuff? How's that stuff turned out?
It's really cool to see states and legislation get behind the online notarization, the remote online notarization,
mm-hmm.
electronic notarization too. A lot of states have implemented this, and some are in the process of
mm-hmm.
implementing electronic notarization and remote online notarization.
Mm-hmm.
In our home state of Iowa, we got the Credit Union, Bankers, Realtors Association, and the ABI involved, and we went for a piece of legislation, and it passed in the first session.
Wow, good job.
The governor signed off on it, so Iowa becomes remote online notarization ready as of July 2020. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah.
The work, however, doesn't stop here. For us, at Lender Close, Chief Operating Officer and I are heavily involved with the Secretary of State, because we want to make sure the rule writing process
mm-hmm.
is done properly and credit union friendly,
mm-hmm.
lending friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to make sure we're staying in front of it. We're bringing some subject matter experts onto the call. It's really nice for the Secretary of State of Iowa to look at Ben and I as subject matter experts on this topic.
Oh,
so
right on.
We've been grateful that they've opened their doors and allowed us in,
mm-hmm.
and I think they appreciate that too.
Yeah. So what is the importance of this for a credit union? I mean, obviously it affects other industries as well, but let's talk credit unions here. What's the impact here for credit unions?
So, let's talk about it from a perspective of this conference. This is the CUNA Technology
mm-hmm.
Member Experience
mm-hmm.
and Operations Conference. And if we're talking about remote online notarization and e-notarization, from a technology perspective, it screams technology.
Oh, yeah.
From an operational perspective, it screams efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have to bring in a borrower into the branch,
yeah.
talk about that efficient
mm-hmm.
Process. You know, it's a traffic that we have to worry about, for example.
Right.
And then lastly, the member experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love my credit union and I like the people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them, but sometimes when I want to sign on my home equity loan or refinance my mortgage, it's impossible to try to get the wife to come in, especially when you have kids in big cities with the traffic. And so remote online notarization takes care of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I can sign my mortgage or my car loan or my home equity loan from my couch at work,
right.
or maybe I'm on
right.
a vacation somewhere.
Right.
And that's what it does.
Gotcha.
So from a credit union perspective, you've got to be paying attention to this stuff because it does matter.
Yeah, yeah, and there's lots of folks out there who aren't able to get around as easily as most, you know, and so it's a godsend for them, I would assume.
Yeah, not only does it apply to, you know, husband and wife situations, but we've got some people with disabilities,
right.
for example, that
right.
can't make that travel.
Right.
This is something that I'm excited. Our state adopted, other states are adopting. Credit unions in states that don't have it should probably get behind it and start push for that.
I think
we're happy to help.
It's a no-brainer. My gosh. I mean, this is the changing times. You know, this is just the evolution of it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we keep hearing these terms,
yes.
e-notary, remote online notarization, e-signature, e-recording. So what's the difference? What do they mean? Because they're still
that
fairly
is a
new.
Fantastic question. It's a great question, and there is some confusion out there. We've got to make sure we get it right, so that when you're talking to your members, when you're talking to your staff
mm-hmm.
and legislators, you're making sure you're talking about the right thing. So the e-signature piece, e-signature is if I give you a tablet
mm-hmm.
and or a laptop
mm-hmm.
and you're signing the document, whether it's electronically or clicking, that is considered as legal as a wet signature or a handwritten signature.
Okay.
So that's the e-signature function. It does not, not to be confused with e-notary and remote online notarization, totally different. We've heard of DocuSign or HelloSign.
Yeah.
Those are specifically e-signature platforms.
Use those all the time.
Absolutely. An e-notary, short for electronic notary or notarization, you and I have to be in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to validate your ID as your state requires. And we're executing the documents on a tablet, but we're still in the same room. It's an electronic notarization on a tablet. A regular notarization, I'll be stamping the papers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So e-notary, electronic notarization, we're still in the same room. The ID validation is still the same process as the paper documents. Now, remote online notarization, also known as a RON, R-O-N, means you and I are in different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You could be at your office, I could be at my house, I'm a notary, or you're the borrower, and we're on a video conference. What's cool about this, it's recorded. I love that. It's one of my favorite. It's recorded, a transaction, it's secure.
Right.
It's so convenient. The ID validation is a little different because I can't hold your ID, feel it, and touch it.
Yeah, that's my
Yeah, so there's different states put in different rules as to how we validate the ID.
Okay.
But there's a lot of measures to make sure we're validating the ID properly. And what's exciting about it, again, is that convenience.
This brings, I mean, this gives a whole other avenue for a digital ID, you know, for remote. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you think about blockchain technologies that would come in and do that.
Wow,
there's some vendors in here, too.
Popped into my brain.
Absolutely. Lastly, you've got e-recording. E-recording is, okay, I'm a lender, I'm a credit union, I closed my home equity loan, I've closed on the mortgage, I've got a deed of trust or a mortgage document, I've got to e-record. Historically, what most lenders do is they package the mortgage, they mail it to the county recorder, they wait 4, 5, 7 days, and the county recorder would then record it. On our platform, the LenderClose platform, on Lender, you'll just upload the mortgage, click submit, and it gets recorded electronically. So you get it done in minutes versus days. But that's the difference between the four. It's important we identify that. And if anybody in the audience wants to hear more about it, make sure you reach out to me.
Yeah. I love how companies like yours are just finding these little speed bumps in the road and making the process that much more efficient. So this is just a great example of that.
Interesting you say that, yeah. So most credit unions and community lenders have been operating, the lending process hasn't changed since the 30s. So we look at it and think, okay, yes, this is normal, but is it really normal? You know, why do I have to drive 1 hour to go in and close my loan?
Yeah.
If I can order Uber or order Taco Bell and it comes to me in 3 seconds, why can't I do that on a mortgage? I can apply for my mortgage online, but I have to go in and sign for it. It doesn't make sense. So we're changing the way people are thinking about
things. You can get Taco Bell and sign your mortgage all in the safety of your
own home. Same day.
Yep, same day.
Now that is a member experience.
There you go. A good one. So what's the significance of all this? Obviously, it's pretty obvious, but I want to get your take. What's the significance of all of this for credit unions?
Well, you look at it, again, since the 1930s, the entire lending industry has not changed. What's interesting about this is when online and remote notarization becomes in 50 states, it makes us wonder about, okay, what's next for the lending industry? As credit unions, what's cool about credit unions is that they're early adopters of technology and ideas, and they're innovators. So if you are a credit union, and whether you're in a big state, small state, or a big credit union or small credit union, and the idea is to attract more members and attract lending and more borrowers, you've got to think of ways to make it easy on your borrowers.
No doubt.
And so that's the impact it makes. Imagine if you did advertise that, hey, you can apply for your loan online, we do the underwriting via text or online, and you sign at your comfort of your home. I think people like me or any others would get excited about it and apply for these loans and want to become members of these institutions. So that's definitely the impact.
Yeah, definitely. It's exciting times for sure.
Oh my gosh.
And it's really fun to be a part of what's going on right
now.
So
yes.
Good stuff. All right, anything else, Omar, to add?
Grateful to be here.
Final words of wisdom.
Thanks to our clients, thanks to our partners, and let's close 2019 strong and blow up 2020 in really good Good way.
You got it right. Omar Jordan, everybody, Lender Close, go check them out. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Bravo.